producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to clean bad luck.
You have lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Janet Levitan is going to join us. She works with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We're going to talk vaccines. We're going to talk the HPV scam and whatever else we can fit in there. So stand by for that. We've got some interesting questions of the day. Could bring in the church lady back for this one. And eight items that you, can buy online that prove that you can buy anything online. But before we go there, Big Pharma wants some more of your money. And they're going to hold you ransom based on the fact that they've got no new antibiotics ready for you. But they've got a plan. They've got a plan. Did they call Super Don and consult with him on this plan? Probably not. Did they call you, Super Don? Were you involved in this discussion?
No, my phone's been pretty silent.
Pretty silent. Because I know you would have good input and insight into this, but...
They always call me. Yeah.
They usually should. They do. They should.
They don't even send me flowers anymore. I don't know what's
right?
Wrong.
I know. God, talk to Neil about that. This headline from BBC News, Pharma cash call for new antibiotics. In a joint declaration at, you know what, I won't even introduce this. I want you to hear this. We got the guy from Johnson & Johnson to say this for us, so we don't even have to introduce it. But basically, listen, you're all going to die unless you send us more money. That's basically the brunt of what you're going to hear from this. But we'll parse it for you. Give a listen to the guy from J&J.
Antimicrobials are the backbone of modern medicine and have played a key role in increasing life expectancy globally. But over the past decade, the world has seen an alarming rise in the numbers of bacteria and microbes that have become resistant to antimicrobials.
Wait a second. The backbone of modern medicine and longevity, antibiotics. Those same antibiotics gave rise to things that can't be killed by those same antibiotics that you say are so wonderful. And when you started using antibiotics, what did you abandon? You abandoned the botanicals that could help the immune system, the essential oils that could target and eradicate pathogenic microbes. You abandoned silver, which even today is more efficient and effective at microgram doses at killing the bad guys that you no longer can kill. So what do you want? What do you want, Mr. J&J, at the World Economic Forum?
Some estimate that without effective global action, the rise of drug-resistant infections could claim 10 million lives each year by 2050. That is why today, Johnson & Johnson has joined more than 80 companies in signing the Declaration on Combating Antimicrobial Resistance.
You know the Declaration on Combating Antimicrobial Resistance? It comes with a price tag. It comes with a price tag. And he's going to lay it out here. How are we going to get there? How are we going to get there? Let's hear the first of three things that they need in order to get there.
With today's declaration, we are calling for an industry-wide action in three areas. First, reducing drug resistance through appropriate use of new and existing antibiotics.
You know what? Super Don, I think it's too late for that one. That ship has sailed.
Yeah, I think the ship has sailed on that sucker.
I mean, you already created a world filled with antibiotic resistance. And you're going to say, well, we'll be better about it now. That's our first, our declaration. We'll be better. We promise.
The house is on fire, and we would now like to start telling you not to play with matches.
Right, exactly. So, second one is your big clue. It's going to go right to the heart of the matter.
Second, increasing investment and collaboration in research and development.
Investment, key, the money bags. Open your pockets, empty them. They want it all. And when they develop it, if they develop it, well, they're not going to develop it until you put the money up first. That's the other thing. We want the money up front, and then we'll work hard on it. Because you know what? With antibiotics, we can't put people on it for life. That's not worth the investment. So why bother? Well, you don't need to bother because we already know how to address these infectious diseases, and we don't need your stinking antibiotics. If you would get the hell out of the way and allow doctors to utilize what has been used for perhaps thousands of years, certain advancements in the technology have allowed us to use things like silver much more efficiently. But we need the money. We're going to work together. We're going to hold the world ransom. What else do we got to make sure happens?
And finally, improving access to high-quality antibiotics.
Improving access. Do you know what that means?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, what?
Isn't that what caused the problem?
Yeah, the access to antibiotics is what caused the problem. The easy access. Everybody should be able to get this stuff. You see that? They're not changing their stripes. For those of you who think, well, this time they're going to do it right. It's Lucy and the football again. Charlie Brown, I promise I'm not going to take the football away. But no, the football is filled with drugs that will cause resistance. It'll kill Charlie Brown, basically.
See, what caused the problem here was because people just didn't have access to high-quality antibiotics. See,
right.
Everybody was using all those cheap, generic, Western Family brand, Walmart.
We were selling you the sucky stuff for the last 70 years.
The spam of antibiotics.
Right. This is going to be the gold-plated stuff because Donald Trump's coming to save us, right? I don't know what Trump's perspective is on this. He's somewhat aware of alternative medicine. He's aware of the vaccine dangers. And I've mentioned this a few times over the years, that I was able to help one of his key assistants with their kid recover in a certain way. I'm not naming any names. I'm just saying that's why I know to some degree that he does have an openness to things that other pharmaceutically conflicted presidential candidates, like we talked about yesterday, the money coming in from Big Pharma to these candidates. And Trump was about the lowest on the list, wasn't he?
The only person behind him was the guy from Texas.
Oh, he's not running anymore. Rick Perry.
Rick Perry.
Yeah, and as I said,
$150.
With Rick Perry, the problem is not only was he not going to go anywhere, but the fact is he reneged on a promise in Texas to Big Pharma about Gardasil. Right? He said we're gonna make it mandatory, and then he got such hell for that, and he backed off. So now Big Pharma says we burned and churned that bridge. We're gonna leave Rick Perry in the dust. So finally, what's the J&J guy say about the World Economic Forum that can change us all?
I look forward to engaging with partners across industries and borders at the World Economic Forum to discuss how we can best improve health outcomes for vulnerable populations and drive innovation to address this and other emerging health challenges.
Just send us all your money now and we'll do it all. And of course, he's wanting forging cooperation across beyond borders. That means this is globalism. These are international companies that have no allegiance to any nation or state. And this is what these World Economic Forums are about. Squeezing the money out of the wealthy nations, converting them into petrochemicals for the poisoning of the poor populations on the planet, with the claim that you're going to cure them from infectious disease. In the very same way that they brought rise to the resistance to these antimicrobials in the beginning. Nothing about what they've said is changing anything. It's just about getting more of your money to create more patent medicines to profit handsomely while snuffing out the competition, while denying you the right to know that, for instance, bioactive silver hydrosol can eradicate any infection on planet Earth if used appropriately, judiciously, and directed where it needed to go. And to access that. Yeah, they don't want you to have access to things that would actually work if they're not patented and marked up by thousands of percentage points.
Well, listen, if you've ever wondered if this is a racket going on here, I mean, all you have to do is just look at this real plainly and see that these guys have taken billions of dollars from taxpayers to create the problem, and now they want billions more to fix the problem that they created, and the way they want to fix the problem is using the same freaking technique that caused the problem to begin with.
Got insanity?
Hello?
Hello? McFly, right? Interesting, though. Technology's cool. I like technology, and when it's used appropriately. We got an article here linked up in the show notes. It'll be blasting out at robertscottbell.com. Please go there and say thanks to our sponsors. Nanoparticles 20,000 times smaller than a human hair can tackle superbugs. So wait a second. Are they acknowledging what I've just said about the use of colloidal technologies?
Nano silver.
Well, no, they're not going there, even though there's peer-reviewed literature to prove what I've been saying for years. This is about putting, I don't know, nanoparticles of what? They're calling them quantum dots. Quantum dots. What are they actually? I'm not even sure. Oh, they're actually shrinking semiconductors. They're injecting you with semiconductors on the nanoscale and then shining a light with the idea that whatever happens next is that the microbes are going to die because they see the semiconductors coming. Now, I have no earthly idea what they're making these semiconductors out of, nor if they'll ever leave the body.
Interesting.
But we do know with nanoparticles of silver, the body can metabolize, process, bind, and excrete. And, of course, without even shining a light on them, you can target and eradicate them. So they're halfway right in going to the nanoscale to address some of these bad guys. But by utilizing patented technologies to shrink semiconductors, it's like one of those science fiction movies, Inner Space. Remember that Inner Space where Dennis Quaid got shrunk down into the body?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they're going that way. And they want to target things by blowing stuff up in your body with semiconductors that they've shrunk down.
Quantum dots.
Honey,
I don't know.
I shrunk the semiconductors.
It sounds like something from Star Trek or something. I mean, it sounds
quantum
kind of
dots,
cool.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm saying we already have the technology. We already have the way to do it without intoxicating and poisoning the body. We don't require patents. We require access, like the guy said from J&J, but access not to the same stuff that caused the problem to begin with. Access to the stuff that preexisted it, perhaps in a new and technologically advanced way. I can get behind it because I utilize it on a regular basis, and you can too. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. The links are up to in the show notes. We have got a toll-free number if you'd like to call us, 24-7, 866-939-2355. And if you want to submit questions on the website, we get to them eventually. Line up now, and then we'll hear from Dr. Janet Levitin, and she's going to talk vaccines, HPV, and all kinds of other good stuff that we love to do here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, since we've solved the antibiotic-resistant drug crisis, or bug crisis, we can probably move on to some questions of the day that we do from time to time. Again, be patient, because there are a lot that build up over time, and we try to get to them on the air. Sometimes you never know if you submit a question where you might hear from me. I might email you or call you directly. That happens. It's been known to happen in certain cases. Don't count on it, but it could happen. But at the very least, I like to address these things to a larger audience, because, you know, if one person has a question, oftentimes thousands of people have similar questions or experiences, and they're looking for help. So it is that time of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we got some questions, a couple of them right now. This does feel more like a game show question, that theme you got going. It's an old game show, isn't it?
Quite sure what that's from, but I think it fits.
It's fun, yeah. Walt asked this question. We're wondering, whatever happened to Robert Frabel from Pennsylvania? I thought that was Bob in Jersey. Remember the guy that was emailing us and saying that we were blocking him and stuff like that?
Same guy, I think.
Okay. You published and mentioned his email, a Yahoo address, but did anyone get in touch with him about his situation? Couldn't you follow up with him on the air and see how he's doing? Thanks, Walt. Listen, there are a lot of people that are having problems that we'd follow up on the air with and we'd never get to a show. But this is what we do. There is an email. I don't remember what day it was in the show notes. We put his email up for anybody who is interested. If we can dig that out, Super Don, I know it's a tall task, but we could put it back out on the social networks and say, if anybody wants to talk to Bob Frabel about his thing, he was asking for some homeopathic, I don't know if it was a consultation or a discussion, I'm happy. We want him to get help.
I'll give it out right now. It's bob_in_jersey@yahoo.com.
Okay, good. So now it's out on the air. Anybody that listens to this around the world, you can email them and find out, hey, is there something you can do to help? I think we've gone beyond, but we'll leave it at that.
Wish him the best.
We do.
Hope everything works out.
Listen, I talked with someone earlier today by phone who wanted to help out a friend, I believe, a relative, elderly one, and it was a pancreatic cancer. I mean, serious stuff. And I said, I talked about my friend Nick Gonzalez. She said, yeah, I saw the truth about cancer, right? And they're like, okay, so you have some ideas of what can do to help, but what is that person willing to do? Well, she likes her sugar, she likes her dairy. It's like, ma'am, I mean, God love you for wanting to help, but a person that's not willing to change their diet on pancreatic cancer, there's not much you can do. Give her love, support her, but that... at that point, it's kind of like what the doc of detox says. You don't love yourself enough to change, or you just don't mind checking out. Maybe you've had a long enough life. If you're old enough, and you go, all right, I'm enough. I don't want to try. And listen, at that point, just give them love. By the way, we've got great stuff with the doc of detox. Detox of Friday is awesome. Remember, doc of detox has this daily cleansing tea. Simplest step you can take. Go to docofdetox.com and get some. All right, next question of the day. Robert, you need to do some research on Disney. This is from Marty, okay? Marty says, Walt Disney was a Satanist. The Disney Corporation is satanic, and if you really pay attention to their movies, they are full of sex and satanic themes, according to Marty. Do you think that's right? Do you think? I don't know. Could it be?
Who was it? Who could it possibly be? I don't know.
I just don't recall Disney. I mean, I've heard people say
Disney.
I mean, come on. I grew up watching Disney cartoons, right? Those big movies, and I don't recall the satanic messages. Maybe I missed them. Maybe I'm ignorant.
You know what, Robert? Listen, you actually did miss something.
Okay. I did.
Because when we were kids, stuff kind of just floated over your head in one ear out the other. You're occupied by what's going on the screen.
Well, we better get to this. If you've got a clip, I want to play it before the break.
Yes. Do you remember Jungle Book?
Yeah, let me hear this clip. Is this true?
Oh, Ooby-Doo, I want to be like Satan. I want to walk like Satan.
I totally missed that.
See, I told you.
I did not know. I think Marty's right.
Marty's got a point there.
Yeah. Listen, I know Walt Disney smoked cigarettes, but I just didn't know he was worshiping Lucifer, too. The Jungle Book. Oh, my God. I'll never look at the Jungle Book again. Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, it was kind of crazy stuff, that ride there. And Space Mountain, was it really Satan Mountain? I don't know. People are going to get mad at me for making light of it. Do I know? I never worshipped with Walt Disney. I don't know. Anyway, Dr. Janet Levitan is going to join us next from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's clinic as well. We'll talk vaccines, HPV, and other things that we need to clear up.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you
you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration dates. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Janet Levitin, she's an MD pediatrician and a homeopathic physician, and she's been doing good work for a long time. I met her a few years back at Autism One and immediately took a liking to you. I remember you, our meeting. I do. And
I think we did one interview back then.
Yeah, it's been too long, but you're just such a bright light, and you're working with our friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny as well, and you're doing some great things. But anytime we have an MD on the program who is, you know, not a vaccine advocate, People want to know, how the heck did that happen? What happened to you? What did you see? What did you witness to get you to see beyond the propaganda, the programming?
Well, I was in my training to become a pediatrician in the early 1980s. And during the early years of my training, I was learning about vaccines, and I guess I was sort of on board with them. There were certainly a lot fewer of them back then. But working in pediatric emergency rooms and clinics, I myself saw three babies die of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, within 24 hours of being vaccinated. So it wasn't like everybody getting vaccinated had SIDS, but every SIDS case I ever encountered had just been vaccinated. The baby had just been vaccinated within the past 24 hours. So I knew in my heart and soul that something was wrong with the vaccine program. Everybody else around me was saying, coincidence, but I just knew it was not a coincidence. So, of course, back then there was no internet that was in, public use, and there was like two books on the subject. I think DPT, A Shot in the Dark, might have just come out around then by Barbara Lowe Fisher and Harris Coulter. So it's just been years of study and delving deeper into the topic and just becoming more and more informed and more concerned, of course, as the vaccine schedule has just mushroomed out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since that law was passed in 1986 that shields vaccine manufacturers and doctors administering vaccines from being sued if there's any negative outcome as a result of getting a vaccine. No product liability.
Right. Yeah. What other industry can you maim, injure, or kill with your products and not be subject to lawsuits directly for a faulty product or even a product that they claim is well-designed in this case? So, yeah, it's disastrous, and how many more children will have to suffer, much less adults who are subjected to this campaign, whether it be flu shot or other, or now the HPV shot. And, another big issue, and you've got to be right square in the middle of this, healthcare professionals, whether it be doctors, nurses, or other workers, for instance, in hospital or clinic settings, being mandated to get, like, mercury-laden flu shots if they want to stay employed, if they want to get a job, much less keep it.
Condition of employment. Yeah, it's really terrible. I personally am blessed to work at the Tenpenny Center, where Dr. Tenpenny is completely of the same mind that I am. So it's a friendly environment for me. But people are either having to leave jobs, or if they can't leave their job, are being forced to take flu vaccines. I mean, I think every situation is a bit different, but these mandates are coming into hospitals. I really don't believe they're legal, and some people are calling on federal laws to decline vaccines, but not everybody can afford a lawyer or has the time and the expertise to delve into that. It's just a terrible situation.
It is. And the thing is, do we have enough awareness within the health professional community? Because I think if you kind of band together and go, no shots, you're going to fire me? Well, then we're all walking off the job. That would change the policy very quickly.
Well, it would, and what I've been heard to say is, if 10 nurses in a hospital or 15 nurses say they're going to strike or walk out, the hospital can absorb that. But if everyone stood up and said, no, we're not taking it, the hospital can't fire everyone. Probably not everyone is on board with
right.
This issue. But, I really don't have... necessarily have a problem with vaccinations being an elective procedure that's presented that way, and you have the right to decline or say yes if you want to inform yourself and say no, that's fine. But it's these mandates that are really
right,
it's just not right.
I think that is interesting you bring that up, Dr. Levitin, that those of us who look at vaccines differently and then say, I think we have a better way to go in terms of preparing the immune system, or maybe even acknowledging that these childhood rites of passage or your diseases are rites of passage that actually strengthen immunity and can prevent chronic disease later in life, that we often don't argue, well, let's ban them all together, although some of my friends do, and I can understand that too. But the reality is, on the other side, they want to basically say that anybody who doesn't should be banned. And I think that, that to me is a fundamental freedom and fundamental rights issue that we need to really hit that square in the head for even those folks that are pro-vaccine to say, we've got to respect the rights of folks to say no, because if there's a risk, there has to be a choice.
That's right, and it's proven beyond a doubt at this point that there's risks to vaccines. Everybody has their own biochemical and genetic individuality, and some people's bodies are just not going to withstand that stress, especially, mind you, one-day-old babies who just emerged from the womb that are being injected with hepatitis B vaccine, which that just breaks my heart on a daily basis. I'm so disturbed by it. And that started going on in 1991, and, you know, speaking of autism one, the autism spike just took off right at that point. I mean, there's other factors, genetically modified foods, but I really blame the hepatitis B vaccine and the mushrooming of the vaccine schedule that's occurred in the wake of that for this, you know, massive increase in autism. I mean, one, right. What are they saying now? One in 48 children is on the spectrum.
Yeah, and climbing. And we've covered folks, including, you know, was it MIT professor Seneff, Dr. Stephanie Seneff? She's absolutely phenomenal in what she's brought out, and that also relates, as you said, to the GMO issue. But what about now the HPV issue? I've got Dr. Sinhong Lee scheduled for tomorrow, and he has blown the whistle on the WHO, the CDC, the vaccine safety groups out there about the corruption of science in promoting this HPV shot, Gardasil and Cervarix, as cancer vaccines, which they are patently absolutely not.
Well, yeah, it's just been a ridiculous marketing campaign, and beyond ridiculous and harmful. You know, when will they have to start listening, or when will they have to start responding? It's really a situation of, like, the emperor has no clothes, but no one's owning up to it. No one's seeing it, or not enough people. We haven't hit a critical mass yet.
Well, yeah, indeed. And, of course, when we talk presidential politics, very few of them are willing to address this. So we've covered that Rand Paul has been willing to speak out on this. Even Ben Carson has mentioned it, and Donald Trump, interestingly enough. But there's still a lot more to go. But how many babies? That's the thing. Until a baby that you know this happens to directly before your eyes, or someone you know very close to you, oftentimes you are. This is all obfuscated by a lot of fear mongering in the media. And, of course, government agencies that are operating as wings of the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Yes, it's shameful. It's really shameful. It's criminal. I was obviously very disturbed by seeing three babies die of SIDS within 24 hours of being vaccinated, but the fact that I took that in and understood it in a very deep way led me to not vaccinate my son when he was little. He's almost 31 now, and he had very few vaccines along the way, just I think a couple of tetanus vaccines, but nothing before the age of 2.5 years old. That was back when, you know, vaccinations were starting at 2 months of age. I mean, the young man is very healthy. I think he's taken an antibiotic once, maybe twice in his life. He's very mentally, physically healthy, no chronic illnesses, nice. No allergies. I remember him asking me one time, you know, he worked in the Apple store in New York, Mom, how come I'm the only person I know that isn't taking any, my age, that isn't taking any medication and doesn't have any allergies?
Right. Isn't that amazing as a young man? And I think, I think what you did,
vaccinate you.
It was exactly right. And I've seen this, and you could probably confirm this as well. As a homeopath, people have, you know, brought their kids to me for years. And the healthiest kids I see are the ones who are the least or not vaccinated at all. Bar none. And those who are fully vaccinated, chronic diseases, every one of them.
Well, that's true. I think we, you know, substituted acute illnesses, and by, you know, loading up the body with toxins, you know, the children have chronic illnesses now. It's just so sad. I had a little 7-year-old boy in my office a couple weeks ago who came down with this horrible case of Crohn's disease with a fistula and a, you know, protrusion out the, you know, the anus. It was just terrible. So he had been to a couple of specialists, and they told this 7-year-old boy, take this heavy-duty course of prednisone, and then you're going to have to start on chemotherapy, and you're going to have to stay on it the rest of your life. When I heard that, my jaw dropped. I couldn't even believe it. I mean, even as a conventional medicine doctor.
Yeah. How low will they
say to the family, you have to take this medicine now, but maybe there's a cure on the horizon, or there's hope for the future.
I've said this, the road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone. These other forms of chemotherapy, and they're targeting teenagers. Now they're targeting younger kids, as you said. Dr. Janet Levitan, she is working with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. We have her linked up in the show notes. You can link through Tenpenny IMC for Integrative Medical Center. TenpennyIMC.com, it's there. Dr. Levitan, Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom. We got about a minute or so left. I want you to let everybody know what that's about and how they can do something like that in their state.
Very good. We have started an organization. I wasn't one of the founders, but I'm involved now, and we're called Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom. We are trying to get our state legislature to pass a bill that would prohibit employers from sanctioning, firing, or not hiring people who decline flu vaccines. So we feel that people shouldn't have their livelihood put in jeopardy because they want to decline a vaccine. So what we want to do is to get other states to come along and also try to put forth the same effort. If legislatures can look and see that this isn't just happening in one state, but it's happening in multiple states, we're going to gain more momentum in this movement.
Well, I think it stands against medical fascism, does it not?
Yes, I mean, we're not saying we're against the vaccine, but we're saying we're against mandates. So in our hearts, maybe we're against the vaccine, but we're definitely in all ways against the mandates.
Dr. Levitan, you are something special. I appreciate you so much, and hopefully I can see you up there at Autism One, working on getting up there too.
I plan to be there. Looking forward to it. Thanks for the opportunity tonight, Robert.
You got it. Remember, tomorrow, Dr. Lee, we're going to tackle this HPV controversy, and boy, the things he's got to say will blow your mind, but we'll confirm the things we've been saying for years as well. Thanks to Dr. Levitan. We come back, 8 items that prove you can get anything on the Internet.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Othrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. you'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Thanks to Dr. Janet Levitan, thanks to Norm Singleton, Jonathan Emord, and Cheryl Chumley, and thanks to Super Don as well, and Op-Ed for getting the notes together. If you go there, there are lots of banners and links, and you can still sign up for the Autism Recovery Telesummit and access the chapter that I included on the gut recovery protocol from my book, Unlock the Power to Heal with TMB, and that's available if you go through that. You'll get that as a gift. And upcoming events. We got the Mount Dora Health and Fitness Expo, January 30th. That's a Saturday, free and open to the public, an outdoor event for the most part. A lot of fun. I'll be pouring silver shots, I believe, there. That'll be fun if you need a little immune support. The Right to Try Conference in Kuchara, Colorado, February 5th and through 7th. Vikasa Integrative Health Expo. They've just added me to the list on that Sunday, the 7th of February. Not only to do a live broadcast, Super Don, but I've got a lecture after the broadcast. So come on down to Orlando. That's off of International Drive, the silly place. It's like Las Vegas without gambling down there. The IAOMT, the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology, will be there. Their spring conference is March 11th through the 12th in Orlando. That's mostly doctors and dentists, but I think you can get in. California Jam, that's the big one. TMB, RSV, lots of people are going to be coming for that. And the Cal Jam, that's March 18th through 20th in Costa Mesa. We have Total Health in Toronto and TMB and the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. Rachel Parent will be there. I'm looking forward to that big time. Autism One hopefully will be there. If not, either way, you got to go. And the IAC convention coming up in June, International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists. All right, so we'll be adding more to the list, but keep checking it out at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. Occasionally we'll alert you to things like that. 8 items that prove you really can buy anything online. This is up at our friends at Epic Times that posted this. So convenient to shop online, I have to say. It really is cool. But I'd not shop for this first item that they list, Super Don. A pound of clear gel. A pound of clear gel. Right?
Like hair gel?
It's clear, it's gel, and it's a pound.
A pound of gel. Apparently,
right.
This is like for canning purposes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Gel for canning? Okay. I did not know that. This one's really cool. An articulated pigeon skeleton. Because we all know that we won't pass biology without having an articulated pigeon skeleton.
Pigeon skeleton, yes.
We have an articulated spine skeleton, if you will, the spine.
Cool. Okay, but I mean, I can see that being used for, you know, medical purposes or education.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I suppose maybe a pigeon skeleton could be used that way as well.
Yeah. This third one on the list, Super Don, I have to admit, I have purchased this.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. A yodeling pickle.
You have a yodeling pickle?
I don't know if we still have it. But there was,
for real?
Yeah, no, this is for real. This is a yodeling pickle. You put batteries in it and it yodels. Yeah, I just... the picture makes it look like a green toe with a, you know, green toenail. But no, it's looks like a pickle.
And a yodeling pickle. Obviously, just a kind of a gimmick... gag gift kind of thing?
It was a gag gift. In fact, I don't think we actually purchased it. It's funny because when my son was, in fourth grade, he thought pickles were the funniest thing. And so I think one of his friends for his birthday got him a gag gift, and it was this yodeling pickle.
This next one.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you make of this? I don't get this.
I don't
Why?
Either. I mean, this is more bizarre than the yodeling pickle. This is inflatable toast.
Inflatable toast.
Inflatable
now,
toast.
It's got a little plastic thing like you blow it up, and I'm thinking if you put this in your toaster, it's going to melt.
It's already toasted, kind of, so you don't have to put it in the toaster. But I don't quite understand what you would need inflatable toast for.
It's a soft vinyl slice of toast. You don't eat that.
I don't eat
vinyl.
I don't know.
What, unless you're, a supermodel's dream food. No.
Do you know what this next one is actually used for?
Yes, in very scary serial killer movies. They'll put a body part of your head in it. It's called a duck carcass press. And they'll, the blood will come out of it.
This thing costs $2,000.
Really? I didn't know that. It must be sterling silver or something. The last one on this, second to last one, a 5-foot-tall Asian man... old man peel and stick wall decal. Everybody needs a life-size Asian man on their wall. And then finally, a gallon of coyote urine.
Oh.
I guess if you live in the high desert, you might need that. I'm not even going to mention the last one. You'll have to go look for yourself. I'm not even going to mention that. All right, folks, thanks for being part of the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. Back tomorrow with Detoxify Friday, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.